Welcome back to Opinions. Yo, you know what's crazy? I found this red lighter that was in my backpack for the longest. Like, this lighter has been in my backpack for at least 5 years, and I did not know about it. And I've been going through TSA with this backpack, and this is my leather coach backpack. Like, this backpack I got this backpack freshman year. And when I got this backpack freshman year, it was a really big purchase, but I knew why I made this purchase. It's because I was investing in myself. When I see something that I know I'm going to be in the future, because I'm going to be a fucking lawyer, and I don't play. I really don't play with that shit. So you got to dress now how you want to be in the future. So, yeah, I dress in a lot of polos, I dress in a lot of button-ups, and I got this leather backpack when I was a freshman because I knew in the future that's how I wanted to be. I wanted to walk around with leather, look nice, got a Louis V bag on, and I had to get a Coach back at the time. And there's nothing wrong, like, I still use that Coach backpack still to this day. And I'm going to upgrade very soon, like, I got to upgrade my wallet, but shout out that red lighter. I don't know why I'm talking about that, but that lighter's P. But right now we're going to be talking about Gunna's new album, Drip Season 3. Oh, shit. I think I'm wrong. Fuck it. It's okay to be wrong. Fuck, and I dropped the ball. That's how you know someone's fucking my bitch. Okay, so the album Drip Season 4, or Drip Season Forever. Album off the bat, off of hype alone, 8 out of 10. When I listened to all the songs, made me a 9 out of 10. So I listened to all the songs a lot, and I like it. Except for, okay, let me give you the highlights. Push and P. Right now, everybody's pushing P because Alex ain't P. And we pushing P's right now. And that's okay. And when you're pushing P, that means you're doing a lot. Well, pushing P means you're being player. That's what Gunna basically said. But that is a funny ass saying. Atlanta really makes up all the quotes right now. And Atlanta is the New York back in the 90s. Good for them. But Pushin' P with Future and Young Thug was a phenomenal song. They killed it. Everybody's saying Pushin' P right now. And I believe that song is going to stay in the top 100 charts for at least a few more weeks. This album could have done better than The Weeknd's because The Weeknd's album was shit. But everybody has to remember, The Weeknd is a pop star artist. That means every little white girl gonna be listening to him. And you're gonna be hearing him on the radio more than Gunna. Because Gunna is a street artist, but he's also more mainstream now. But The Weeknd's very mainstream. That's why he's gonna be on the radio a lot longer. And his songs are gonna have a little bit more replay value. But Gunna's has the same. When this album released on the same day as The Weeknd's, everybody was saying Gunna did better. And I fucking agree. Gunna killed this album from top to bottom. And you can't hate the boy. You can only appreciate him. So, right now, Pushin' P is still up there. Poochie Gown is really good. Mop is mid. Thought I Wasn't Playing mid with 21 Savage. I didn't like that. How You Did That. If you got motherfucking Jordan Woods twerking to this shit, you already know that you won. How You Did That featuring Kodak Black is a top 10 song, and I can't disagree. This album is really good. Living Wild has a great music video. Lotta Cake is okay. 25 Jack with Little Baby. Very, very good song. I don't know that bitch. I really like Herbo, bro. Herbo killed his part. I'm giving this album an 8 out of 10. Honestly, an 8.5. This wasn't the best Drip Season, because Drip Season 3 was a 9 out of 10. He did not miss on that album at all. So Drip Season 3 is a 9 out of 10, 9.5 out of 10. And Drip Season 4 is an 8. Because this album has a lot of replay value. And I can't hate on the kid. Gunna killed it. And we can't wait till he releases more music. And then he also released the song with Drake, Pussy Power. I really like it, but should have been released on the whole album, but I understand why it wasn't. It was released on the deluxe, and people still downloaded the deluxe because, well, we pushing peas, baby. I'm glad I made this, and I still got like 4 more podcasts to make because, baby, we are on a roll. Ciao, ciao.